I'm just be one. It's the initial radio obituary for him right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
My story about a pal of mine who worked down near the Georgia line, DJ in a little country station. Everybody loved him dear, cause he played what they liked to hear. He built himself up quite a reputation. By the record tops he'd stay out late, and his mom would always wait to see if he hadn't made it home alive. She warned against his loss of sleep and driving fast in that old heap, and that he'd have to be at work by five. BJ, the DJ, you're living much too fast, and if you don't change your ways, don't see how you can last. Every morning just past four, from the driveway he would roar, overslept and he was late again. And at breakneck speed he'd drive to sign the station on at five. He had lots of records he must spin. Mom sat by the radio until his voice told her hello. She knew then he'd made it there all right. Then she'd say a little prayer, he was safe cause he was there, and she'd wait up for him again tonight. Then one cold and rainy morn, all four tires were badly worn, but he scratched off then just as fast as time. BJ had a lot of nerve, but he completely missed the curve, and he signed off down near the Georgia line. Mom sat by the radio, the voice she heard she didn't know. BJ's never been this late before. But with the road so bad and all, she'd wait a while before she'd call, and then she heard the knock upon the door. BJ, the DJ, only 24, a wreck at 90 miles an hour, he'll spin the hits no more.
The post-initial radio obituary is for Kenny O'Dell, the American country singer and songwriter. Early in his career, he worked with guitarist Duane Eddy and also with his own band Guys and Dolls. But he's best known for writing the country hits Behind Closed Doors and Mama, He's Crazy for the Judds. Kenny O'Dell just passed away at 73. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
My baby makes me proud, Lord, don't she make me proud. She never makes a scene by hanging all over me and proud. Cause people likes to talk, Lord, don't they love to talk. But when they turn out the lights, I know she'll be leaving with me. And when we get behind closed doors, and she lets her hair hang down, and she makes me glad that I smile, Lord, don't she make me smile. But when they turn out the lights, she'll still be a baby to me. And when we get behind
closed doors
and she lets her head hang down and she makes me glad that I'm a man, oh, no one knows what goes on behind
closed doors.
Behind closed doors.
You just gotta be one of the most beautiful people in the whole wide world. It's true, it's true, it's true, and I love you. You're so easy to make conversation with, and nobody else can please me that way. No one can say that you're a wallflower, 'cause you always got something groovy to say. And you just gotta be one of the most beautiful people in the whole wide world. I love you. Talk about a girl with a sweet
I do like the Bees Make Honey. I remembered while that obit was going on, the penultimate radio obituary for Kenny Odell, that I wanted to point out that a lot of his songs, I think he was really eager to be part of the Free Love generation. Because in addition to Beautiful People, which we heard, we also had titles like No Obligations, Groovy Relationship, If I Was a Rambler, Why Don't We Go Somewhere in Love? Just saying. He had some extracurricular interests, it would appear. By the way, you still are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford, and this is still Bubbles in the Think Tank. The next radio obituary is for Daryl Warren, a Chicago actor and comedian who got his start in show business playing congas and drums with the Chicago-based band The Buckinghams. But he was born in Covington, Kentucky, as the son of a burlesque dancer. But she moved them to Chicago when he was still an infant. In the 70s, Warren took acting and comedy classes at Chicago Second City, went to school with Tim Kazurinsky, and was known as the Miles Davis of comedy in the local Chicago scene. Daryl Warren just passed away at 72. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Uncertainty is our heritage today. The sins penanced, demanded, the sinners have long since faded away. Children just waiting for the games to begin, with no thoughts of all the people down the street, thinking only we can win. We stand alone to be judged by time, with fertile thoughts upon our minds. What good are all the words we might say when there's hunger in this world? And how can we their meanings convey through the thunder of ignorance and bigotry and
And is not peace, in the last analysis, basically a matter of human rights? The right to live out our lives without fear of devastation.
Children just waiting for the games to begin, with no thoughts of all the people down the street, thinking only we must win. Only we must win.
Obits are interesting tonight, I admit it. The cleanup radio obituary is for Sir Kenneth Dodd, the English comedian, singer, and occasional actor. He was described as the last great music hall entertainer. His career started in the mid-1950s with performances that included rapid and incessant delivery of often surreal jokes. His shows would run for several hours, frequently past midnight. Ooh. His verbal and physical comedy was supplemented by his red, white, and blue tickling stick prop, and often introduced by his characteristic upbeat beating of "How tickled I am!" Ken Dodd just passed away at 90. It's the cleanup radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you, thank you. By Jove, missus, what a beautiful day. What a beautiful day for filling your wife's tights up with custard and trifling with her affections. What a beautiful day for doing something romantic like sending Mrs. Thatcher a Valentine card and signing it, "Love, Jim." Tonight's show, folks, is all about love, Valentine's, and romance, because love is caring. Love is caring and sharing and living together for 50 years and getting on each other's wicks. What is love? Love can be soft and clinging, but then so can a blancmange. And it leaves marks on his jacket. Without love, where would we be? Basking on a beach in the Bahamas somewhere, most likely. Choosing the right partner isn't easy. Personally, I think that every young lady should have a picture of her mother stuck on her back with a little notice saying, "I look like this in 30 years' time." Romance, love, it all started in the Garden of Eden. It all started with Adam and Eve. It wasn't the apple that caused all the trouble, you know, it's the pear on the ground. Actually, it started with Adam. It's a joke! It started with Adam and Eve. Eve slipped him the apple of temptation and ended up as a Granny Smith. The Garden of Eden. How romantic it must have been for Adam to have been walking hand in hand through the Garden of Eden, to have heard those romantic words. "When are you going to cut all this grass?" Mind you, in the early days, all the people went round begatting. Yes, oh yes, they were all begatting. They loved a good begat. It was their favourite pastime, begatting. Some of those lads and lasses begatted like billy goats. And you can't really blame this because there wasn't any football in those days, or bingo. Bring back begatting, I say. Think of the great exponents, the great lovers of the past. Casanova, ladies and gentlemen. Casanova, a man who had more buckets of water chucked over him than the fire of London. Valentino, there was another good lad. The trouble with Valentino, you see, he used so much Brill cream, his head kept skidding off the pillow.
Please don't talk about me when I'm gone. Oh, honey, though our friendship ceases from now on. Now listen, if you can't say anything that's nice, It's better not to talk at all, that's my advice. We're parting, you go your way, I'll go my way, it's the best thing we can do. Here's a kiss, I hope that this brings lots of luck to you. It makes no difference how I carry on. Remember, please don't talk about me when I'm gone. Just can't get along. So our friendship ceases from now on. We're parting, you go your way, I'll go my way, it's the best thing we can do. Here's a kiss, I hope that this brings lots of luck to you. It makes no difference how I carry on. Oh, honey, please don't talk about me. Just get along without me. Please don't talk about me.
Seems so early to be saying this, but guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Lawrence Cleary, the guitarist with the rock band The Blades. He just passed away at 60. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Lawrence Cleary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
She's on.
I sure did like the Blades back in the day. Pre and penultimate radio obituary is for Sabahuddin Kurt. I'm sorry, Sabahuddin Kurt. Kurt. Do that one more time. The pre and penultimate radio obituary is for Sabahuddin Kurt, a Bosnian folk and pop singer. He recorded his first song in 1954. It was a Bosnian cover of Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. He went on to represent Yugoslavia in Copenhagen in the Eurovision Song Contest in 1964. But he finished in 13th place, scoring 0 points. Sabahuddin Kurt just passed away at 82. If you haven't noticed, I love getting these Eurovision Song Contest people into the obits. We had two last week. I like it that way. It's the pre and penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Kraj tihe Miljacke, obalama zvoni jedan smih. La 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 la, to je moja mala Sarajka. Ona svakog dana šeće tu, prođe tek da vidim nju. Stani kuda žuriš, djevojko, crnooka mala Sarajko. Ulicama daješ ritam nov, ne mogu da stignem korak tvoj, premda uvijek brzo učim sve, nije lak taj novi ples. Ne čekaj na slučaj, već mi odmah svoju ruku daj. Plešimo u dvoje, kažu oči tvoje, ti i ja. Damo pokraj tihe Miljacke, obalama zvoni jedan smijek. Zvone u duetu srca dva, ja i moja mala Sarajka. Pjevaju o tome oblaci, duga noć i u njoj mi. Čekaj na slučaj, već mi odmah svoju ruku daj. Plešimo u dvoje, kažu oči tvoje, ti i ja. Tamo pokraj tihe Miljacke, obalama zvoni jedan smijek. Zvone u duetu srca dva, ja i moja mala Sarajka. Pjevaju o tome oblaci, duga noć i u njoj mi.
The antepenultimate radio obituary is for Susan Anspach, the American stage, film, and television actress best known for her roles in films during the 1970s like Five Easy Pieces, Play It Again, Sam, Bloom in Love. In the 80s, she was in Montenegro. Susan Anspach just passed away at 75. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
The Dinner.
Hello? Just a moment. It's telephone, Your Highness.
Thank you, Morris.
That's Maurice.
So sorry. Yes, this is Prince Vanier. Oh, hello, Aristotle. Dinner at your place? Well, let me ask Princess Grace. Grace, it's Aristotle and Jackie. They want us to have dinner on the yacht.
Not in 100 years. After what he did to you.
It wasn't so terrible.
Not so terrible? He bought your country right out from under you and sold it back at a $5 million profit.
Well, he did throw in a washer and dryer.
And besides, I'm a princess. She's a commoner. Let them come here.
Shh! If he comes back, he'll buy the country again. Hello. We shall be delighted to dine with you and Jackie. Eh? Friday night, 8 o'clock. Goodbye, Aristotle. Make a note of that, Morris.
That's Maurice.
Ah, what a wonderful evening. Being with people we love on our boat, sharing warmth, affection, and a fine dinner.
A superb meal. Senseless lard.
Aristotle cooked it himself. Can I get you something else, Princess Grace?
Oh, just a little brandy to wash down the poison.
What did she say, Jackie?
Never mind, just girl talk.
Did she bum-rap me?
Oh, dear. I love your gown, Princess.
Thank you.
Who designed it, Pierre Cardin or Ernest Borgnine?
Darling, maybe we don't.
I love what you're wearing, Jackie. Is that the latest thing in Greece? No gown, just wrap yourself in grape leaves.
That's sweet.
You're not eating much, Princess Grace.
I couldn't find the plate, Aristotle. Your suit was shining in my eyes.
Jackie, I think she got me again.
I'm sorry you didn't eat much, Grace, but it's nice to know you're dieting again.
Why, I've never been so humiliated in my life.
It's getting late, dear. We'd better be going.
Be careful on the gangplank.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Darling, why did you pull that rope? You unfastened the gangplank.
Oh, how silly of me. I thought I was ringing for the servants.
You think they can swim?
We'll know in the morning.
The penultimate radio obituary is for Avicii, the Swedish musician, DJ, remixer, and record producer. He just passed away at 28. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Take my sins and wash them away. Teach me how to pray. I've been stranded here in the dark. Take these walls. Yeah, we can get high and we can get stoned. And we can sniff glue and we can do E and we can drop acid. Forever be lost with no way.
Oh,
drink whiskey. Yeah, we can get high and we can get stoned. And we can sniff glue and we can do E and we can drop acid. Forever be lost with no way home. Yeah, we can run and we can hide, but we won't find the answers. If you go down, then you get help along the way. But if you wanna save your soul, then we should travel all together and make the devil pray. Ooh, sing hallelujah.
Now, I can safely say that in my 30-odd years here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, that is the very first time that I have played a Madonna song. I'm not saying I'm proud of it, and I'm not saying it's never going to happen again, because obits. I work with what I've got. But I'm also not saying that's the first time that Madonna's ever been played on Bubbles in the Think Tank, because the whole situation with Bubbles in the Think Tank East, as we called it, sometimes original, sometimes East, it depended on where I was living at the time. I'm sure it's happened before, just not on my watch. I can't believe I did that. Can I have that back, please? Okay, thank you. Okay, let's cleanse that out of here. The ultimate radio obituary is for Ronald Dunbar, the American songwriter, A&R director, and record producer. He worked closely with Holland Dozier Holland and with George Clinton. His writing credits include hit songs including Give Me Just a Little More Time, Band of Gold, and Patches. Ronald Dunbar just passed away at 78. In this case, I am going for the hit. So there. As we start the ultimate radio obituary for Ron Dunbar right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I was born and raised down in Alabama on a farm way back up in the woods. I was so ragged that folks used to call me Patches. Papa used to tease me about it, 'cause deep down inside he was hurt 'cause he'd done all he could. My papa was a great old man. I can see him with a shovel in his hand. See, education he never had. He did wonders when the times got bad. The little money from the crops he raised barely paid the bills we made. Old life had kicked him down to the ground. When he tried to get up, life would kick him back down. One day, Papa called me to his dying bed, put his hands on my shoulder, then in tears he said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son, to pull the family through. My son, it's all left up to you. 2 days later, Papa passed away, and I became a man that day. So I told Mama I was gonna quit school, but she said that was Daddy's strictest rule. So every morning before I went to school, I fed the chickens and I chopped wood too. Sometimes I felt that I couldn't go on. I wanted to leave, just run away from home. But I would remember what my daddy said, with tears in his eyes on his dying bed. He said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son. I've tried to do my best. It's up to you. Then one day a strong rain came and washed all the crops away.
And at the age of 13, I thought I was carrying the weight of the whole world on my shoulders. And you know, mama knew what I was going through, 'cause every day I had to work the fields, 'cause that's the only way we got our meals. See, I was the oldest of the family, and everybody else depended on me. Every night I heard my mama pray, Lord, give him strength to make another day. So years have passed and all the kids have grown. The angels took mama to a brand new home. Lord knows, people, I shed in tears, but my daddy's voice kept me through the years, saying, Patches, I'm depending on you, son, to pull the family through. My son, it's all left up to you. Oh, I can still hear Papa's voice say, Patches, I'm depending on you, son, I've tried to do my best, it's up to you.
I want to take you to a fire. the third world is on the one, right on the down beat.
Sending a shockwave throughout the world.
Hi, Mom.
Sending a shockwave throughout the world.
And if I could feel the thrill,
a little bit of this,
hey,
a little bit of that,
yeah.
Have you seen the way people get out of trouble? And they just groove. On the one, everybody sit down. On the one, two. Hey, on the one, everybody sit down. On the one, two.
Send it out.
What you gonna say to me? Will you be betraying me? Come the meantime. Remembering my name, right, will you still be cursing me for my anniversary?